I want to give some of the latest information and news to people about what's happening. Oh, this is interesting. Oh, very interesting. Okay. All right. Firstly, when you have a torn meniscus, and I'm going to talk about wellness issues, but you can call in about any issue you want to talk about. We have the Italian referendum, the big no vote. We have the Austrian vote to not change to an ultra-right-wing new prime president of Austria. We have the almost certain yes vote for Le Pen coming up. We have nationalism spreading. We have the anti-globalism movement that started with Brexit and moved to the Trump-Pence presidency. And I'm certain that there's going to be a rearrangement of the deck chairs on the economic Titanic. This issue of the no vote is almost certainly going to cause financial panic in the banking system in Italy. We'll go over the news here for just a quick moment as to what's happening, but then I want to get into our protocols. When you get a torn meniscus, the first thing to think of is you want to have a tack down. You might need surgery. The best way to determine if the meniscus is mobile and going to get caught between the condyles of your femur is to do an MRI arthrogram. Now, the way to tell is get an evaluation by an orthopedic surgeon. And if they do a specific maneuver on the knee, which any orthopedic surgeon or family doctor trained in sports medicine would know how to do, they'll be able to tell if the condyles are entrapping the meniscus. Eventually, it'll shatter, and you get fragments off, and they can calcify in the joint space. You don't want that to happen. It's an easy procedure to do an arthroscopic evaluation with a radiomagnetic dye, and then to go in with a scope and actually tack it down. It's a simple procedure. But then you want to heal the joint. Now, these are the nutraceuticals you need. You'll need Collagen Max, a capsule at least twice a day. You need Tendon Mender and Joint Performance, two capsules each twice a day to rebuild the cartilage. Mountain Red Velvet, at least two capsules twice a day. Swallow one, open one under your tongue. You may want to add the NutriMeds Royal Jelly to give pro-collagen for regeneration of the joint space. And to stop inflammation, Inflamex and or Seraflozyme. I like the Inflamex five caps twice a day. If you're trying to stop topical inflammation around the knee as it's trying to heal, because inflammation can get out of control, is topically apply DHEA and pregnenolone cream. You can also add curcumin cream, which helps the epigenetics of regeneration. Stem cell therapy, of course, is the microdose human growth hormone and mountain red velvet. Again, microdose increases your natural growth hormone to increase the regeneration of the tissues. And by the way, you only heal when you're asleep in specific portions of stage 4 sleep that activate your stem cells. Stem cells are activated by stage 4 deep REM sleep, etc. And if you do not have those specific sleep fragments, your stem cells aren't activated. You can apply typical technology around the joint. The micro pulse activates these stem cells. It's the Schumann resonance of the polar magnetic field developed by NASA and Dr. Bob Dennis. To turn off pain, the matrix pulse, which is another machine you can get through a link. You can save yourself $30 if you use the link and my code, Dr. Deagle, on the front page of NutriMedical if you go through that link to purchase. You can heal more avidly if you use Lumen Photon for turning off pain, setting number 7, pulse frequency, and setting number 3 for neuroectoderm and for the joints and ligaments, NICO, N-I-C-O. NICO setting is good for around the teeth and the jaw, around the bones of the spine, and around joints and tissues and ligaments. The NICO setting, which is a combination of frequencies. So that gives you an idea of the approach you would take to try to heal a torn meniscus. And I'm posting these all over our wellness conditions. But what I tell you is if you just email me, I'll email you the updated protocol free. Just email me. Drop me an email. And by the way, those people out there that have their QR machines, I've noticed the dearth that I am not getting as many QRMA tests from the people out there. All you do is send me the full compressed file and a couple of sentences to tell me what's better, what's not, what new symptoms are happening, and what you're currently taking. And I'll update your protocol, and it's all free. If for you and your family, that means your parents, your kids, your grandkids, your first cousin, it's free. That's amazing, okay? So if you've purchased the machines through Dr. Deagle, I give you your wellness updates and your QRMA analysis free. Now, if you want a full consult where you want me to review all kinds of labs, x-rays, MRI, CTs, that's a consultation. And I usually recommend 2 units, plus attach all your documents, and do send them as attachments. Don't send a zip drive. You can send a file through Google or Google Drive or some other system like that, but don't send me physical documents. I do not have a file storage system to store, because this is not a medical practice. This is a wellness functional consultation system, and I want to keep them on file on my computer so I can actually access them 6 months or 2 years from now easily anywhere. Just log on to my system, and I can have access to that. I recently had someone just got a QRMA machine. You have to send me the full compressed file. Don't break it down into pieces. Just send me the full compressed file. For example, it looks like I got a compressed file from someone here, and it's only 1 kilobyte. That's not the compressed file. That's just like the name. If I don't have the full save, you don't save the file, and then I basically unzip it, there's nothing there. So you need to do that. So send me the full compressed file as an attachment. That's how that works. So Roger and your wife, please send me the file. Do not send me the name of the file. It's not the file. I got a request from someone regarding prostate health. And again, it's really simple. Drop me an email. I'll tell you exactly what to take regarding prostate health. It's very, very simple. And for prostate, we recommend Prostate Flow, 1 to 2 soft gels twice a day, Vision Max, a capsule twice a day, Xenoestrogen Detox, a capsule twice a day, the Hormone Synergy, 2 capsules in the morning to stop conversion to female hormone that actually will make the prostate grow. And the prostate will respond. If you have bladder irritability and frequency of urination, we use Swedish flower pollen, 1 to 2 tablets, which are a natural alpha-1 blocker, bladder up, 1 soft gel morning and bedtime, pumpkin seed extract. This combination works really, really well, and it actually will reverse it, protect against prostate cancer development. We had, of course, the malignant block and the ellagic acid for anti-cancer effects. The polyphenon catechin present in NutriDefense, in the studies done in Japan, found that not one person in 20 years developed prostate cancer by taking our NutriDefense. So if you're trying to stop prostate cancer, NutriDefense is essential for not only that, because it's the most powerful antioxidant in the world, is the anhydrous catechin polyphenon. Next most powerful is astaxanthin in krill, and the goji berry antioxidants. Very, very powerful. We have somebody asked about what to do for children. And I tell people, when you just open up a capsule of our Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus and use a third or half a capsule, and you can put it in food or you can put it in drink. Very, very simple. Someone asked about a simple updated protocol for hypertension. What is hypertension? It's where your heart's pumping against resistance because your blood vessels aren't contracting and producing a peristaltic secondary wave from the shearing force of the heart contractility. So cardiovascular, 2 capsules or 30 drops for the average size male. Small female, 1 cap or 15 drops. Supernox, 2 caplets for male, 3 times a day. VascuCare, carnitine, propionyl-carnitine, 1 tablet twice a day. CoQ10 Supreme, 2 soft gels twice a day. And CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, 2 soft gels twice a day. Magnesium glycinate, malate, and vein away. And I recommend also ultrathiamine B1. When you start doing this, you can also add the mitochondrial support like NADH tablets, D-ribose to increase ATP levels. And you can use mitochondrial catalysts or energy, mitochondrial energy tablets, which we have, capsules which we have also. They have a number of nutrients that support your mitochondria, because 2/3 of the dry weight to 75% of the dry weight of your heart and your blood vessel wall is mitochondria, believe it or not. And it's a mitochondrial failure that causes hypertension and decreased perfusion. Borderline diabetic, dibetaline and berberstatin. Dibetaline lower insulin resistance. The berberstatin lowers the glucagon because your liver will convert protein at night into sugar. Minerals Plus has all the cofactors for lowering insulin resistance. Leptin Metabolic is a new nutraceutical developed at a laboratory in Europe. It lowers leptin and insulin resistance. It's very powerful. It works also for other elevated insulin level conditions like osteoarthritis, Alzheimer's disease, etc. NutriTrell, long-acting alpha-lipoic acid, a tablet twice to 3 times a day, and carnosine D-link that actually reverses cross-links of protein with sugar. Erectile dysfunction, and they ask this question frequently. Men's Max, 4 capsules in the morning. Hormone Synergy, 2 caps in the morning. Men's Max releases your male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin. the hormone synergy blocks conversion of male hormone to female in your fatty tissues and your liver. DHEA, the new pump is 8 pumps. The old one was 2 pumps of DHEA put in the upper chest and the abdomen. Pregnenolone, 8 pumps in the new pump applied again to the upper abdomen and chest. We do have testo cream coming. I don't recommend high-dose testosterone unless the salivary test shows, because it's better that your testicles make the testosterone rather than putting it externally. But we do have that for people that need a small dosage in addition. I usually recommend your primary thing is DHEA and pregnenolone, because if you take too high dosage of testosterone, several things can happen that are bad. Number one, you convert the excess hormone to female, unless you're doing things like carnosine or what's called hormone synergy. Number two, your testicles will shrink in size, so that's not a good idea. So it's best that you take DHEA and pregnenolone so you put them to work. And if you do need a little tap, a little bit, we can add a tiny bit to that, so you're not kind of, you know, not pushing the testicles to do their work. And that's important to reverse. I don't recommend tablets or injections of male hormone. I think they're all bad. And I don't recommend high-dose testosterone cream. I recommend low-dose, augmenting on top of the DHEA and pregnenolone. Now, for your enlarged prostate, we talked about that. And the Swedish flower palm will stop the bladder irritability as well. Usually you need antipathogenics. There's often things like trichomonas. Could be gut bacteria from the bowel. Could be some other organisms present that are causing irritability. Recommend at least 2 of our 3 antipathogenics. Neutrodyne, 15 drops in water 3 times a day. NutriSilver, 1 spray per 10 pounds body weight or 3 drops 3 times a day. And Allicin Med, at least a capsule 3 times a day, and that'll knock out any pathogens. So you can take 2 of those 3 and bump it up. Sometimes I'll get someone that wants an extensive protocol, and they sent me a whole lot of lab work. It's important you purchase your consult and fill out the entire form, because without enough information, I can't provide a full consultation. Also, I do medical legal work as well, but I need to, again, have the full history. We can't just kind of give an opinion on only partial facts. It has to be enough that would hold up in a court of law, where I have enough information to actually make it for me. Formal medical legal opinion that can be helpful. So that's important. Let's have a look here now. We have people that are requesting information. I had someone request, they wanted me to be involved in another company in order to be able to get the QRMA. You don't need to do it, and I won't do it, because I'm not going to give over authority or to any other company. But it's real simple. We have time payments over 6 months. You can get a QRMA machine that will cover you and your family forever, and you can make time payments and start sending your information right away. So anybody can afford it. You just pay over 6 months. Same with the Metapathia. I usually recommend the Metapathia. You'll be a health professional, because it requires a bit of expertise to run it. I have to do some training. And everybody that does do a Metapathia does need to purchase a consultation, because there's a lot of my involvement to analyze it. The QRMA, for you and your family, are simple. If you want to be a test site, it's real simple. You just charge for collecting the data, collecting the credit card, their information history form, and you can charge a reasonable fee, anywhere from $60 to $150 for doing a test. It takes a minute, but you have to collect the data, their credit card, their wellness history, and get that information through to me so I can analyze it combined with a compressed report. So that's a good business. Anybody can do it. There's really very little training necessary. I can do that in no time at all. The Metapathy is a different deal. It's quite involved. It's one of the most advanced diagnostic devices in the world. I can train anybody to be the test site to activate it. In many cases, I have to actually log on and through TeamViewer 11 and actually run the test remotely anywhere in the world, or have you have a video capture device capture the video of the testing, because it goes through a testing protocol: extreme, complete, moderate, or abbreviated. And I have to see those test results and have access to your computer at any time so I can check the frequency data and have a look at it. So I have several things. I have to be able to have access to your computer and a video access file, which probably is best to send it over by one of the large things like Google Drive or whatever. So there's a little bit more involved with doing a test here. Obstructive sleep apnea, and the first thing I recommend is the best treatment I've found for obstructive apnea is BiPAP, which is even better than CPAP. with proper testing in a sleep lab and a Quattro mask, which covers your nose and mouth. The next step is you can do dental testing and have laser surgery to open up the airway. The most common thing is the tongue is falling back or the soft palate. That can be fixed with laser with a properly trained alternative dentist that's trained as a orofacial surgeon to actually fix the obstructive apnea caused by the soft palate or the position of the tongue. There's specific tongue exercises that can be done and a dental appliance that can pull the tongue and lower jaw forward so the airway remains open. In some cases, you can obviate the need for CPAP, but you have to do testing to make sure the oxygen concentration doesn't drop because of either blockage at the soft palate, the tongue, or subglottal areas below the tongue. Most of the time, though, believe it or not, the surgery can help. And in some cases, completely stop the need for CPAP. And although a number of people with obstructive apnea are overweight, there's a number of people with low muscle tone at different stages of sleep that are normal weight or even underweight. So it's not universal. That's just in people that are obese. Let's see. A lot of people are concerned about their vision. By the way, and some other advanced treatments like our peptides. I customize the peptides and or referral to stem cell clinics for advanced care. Most people that go beyond nutraceuticals are going to need technology such as our MicroPulse or Matrix Pulse for pain, MicroPulse for stem cells, Lumen Photon, pulsed harmonic resonance like our new MP3 frequency therapies. Mild hyperbaric oxygen is the next that's extremely important for most serious conditions, which we recommend with ozone. And then stem cell peptides, which will regenerate organs and tissues. And then finally, stem cell therapy as well, which can be done autologously from your own bone marrow or a stem cell line, such as Stematica, which has a clinic in Astana, Kazakhstan, and a clinic in Santa Clarita, just outside Tijuana, Mexico. Their primary facility making the stem cells is in San Diego, California. So doing autologous stem cells the same day usually doesn't provide enough stem cells to make a huge difference, so I don't really recommend it. I think that when people have dental procedures or heavy metal toxicity, worried about mercury, I recommend the QRMA is a good screening test to see if you have the heavy metals. You can also do packed red cells. We use a number of labs. One of the best ones is directlabs.com. You can order the tests through Direct Labs. I will direct you which tests to do or other laboratories. And the test results are signed off by their doctor. I'll look at the results and tell you what we need to do to detoxify. If you have had in the past mercury amalgams or gutta percha, which is cadmium from a root canal, we need to detox it because it's going to affect your central nervous system, your blood vessels, your blood sugar, etc. If you've been in the military and you're exposed to uranium or depleted uranium munitions, we need to detox you because it will tend to push you toward diabetes and neurodegeneration and wasting syndrome. So that's important to understand. Sometimes there's a delay before that happens, but we can test for those heavy metals present not only in hair analysis, but packed red blood cells and other tests. The metapathia test, actually, that can be done will actually can determine if you have heavy metal toxicity. Let's see. We talked about cystic fibrosis the other day. One of the more common syndromes that's present is small bowel overgrowths and bowel motility imbalances. So we recommend IBS care. I see an advertisement on television when I was watching some football the other day. IBS care is a bowel release carnitine to normalize bowel activity, especially if you're taking pain meds. Pain meds are not the best way to control it. You want to control inflammation, which is why we use seroflozyme, which is straight seropeptase, Inflamex, cell defense, cell defense plus, which is our special curcumin for reducing cytokines, and topical anti-inflammatories, DHEA, pregnenolone, and curcumin. GastroHeal to heal the bowel wall, NutraImmune immunoglobulins to heal it, Living Probiotic from France, Rizal 6 strain, Living Probiotic Ultra, the most powerful probiotic, Allison Med, NutraSilver.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
And welcome back, and a couple of things. Firstly, to help you in getting your wellness back, I provide a service where you can just go to NutriMedical and you go to the Contact Us. The second panel down on NutriMedical website, it says, you know, it shows a stethoscope and it shows some, what looks like vitamin pills. And you just email exactly what your issues are and I'll email you back. If it looks like it requires a phone conversation, I usually recommend you start off with the email first because then we have some place to start. And if it looks like you're going to need a consultation, which means reviewing lab work and so on, I'll recommend that. But most cases, I'd say 90% plus, all I do is I'll email you back and say, this is what you do to start. And if you email me back and say, in a month, this is what we did and this is what's improved, I can recommend specific testing. You can send that to me. If it looks like it requires a full consult, I'll do that. Regarding the time payments for our systems or QRMA and Metapathia, Michelle's very flexible, and she'll set it up so that you can purchase those devices for diagnosis. They're extremely valuable, and if you have a QRMA, I strongly recommend it. If you haven't sent in your compressed file, there's several people out there that are trying to learn how to do it, and I'm going to go over the steps now. Firstly, when you are in the mode of the test for the QRMA, you simply go to your file and say, Save File. And you save it to a specific file folder on your main computer drive. Then you go in and copy that save file. It's a compressed file. It's a unzip file. You have to send the entire unzip file to me because there's a number of other things besides the actual test that are graphics and so that need to come with that file for it to properly open. And I use special unzip programs to actually unzip the file properly. Send that along with a paragraph that explains what symptoms you have, what supplements you're taking, what maybe some tests you've done, It's not as extensive as a full consultation, which is the 11-page intake form. But I can tell you from your test which organs are functioning normally or hypofunctioning, what toxicity you have, what vitamins and minerals and nutrients you need, and we'll start off with the testing protocol. Now, as you start to get well, your energetics of your tissues is going to change, and that means your test results are going to evolve. So if we retest in a month's time, your needs are going to change, and you want to take things you need, not what you think you require based on your own guess or my guess. The test will tell us if, let's say, you're deficient in copper or you don't have enough collagen supporting silicon, or you may need excess amounts of iron or some other nutrient. It'll tell us which organ function is going on, if you're hypothyroid, or the test will tell us if you're turning diabetic and getting insulin and leptin resistance. It'll tell us if your thyroid and adrenal are normal, your male hormones and female. It does a lot of really cool things, and it does a test that only takes a minute, which is pretty amazing. So that if you send me those compressed files regularly, it's free for you, your parents, grandparents, your kids, grandkids, first cousin. Just send the file, and I'll tell you exactly what you need to take. So I strongly recommend if you have a QRMA, and do support us every day in getting your nutraceutical needs. Don't wander off and think you're going to get equivalent elsewhere to continue the protocol. You're not. Because these nutraceuticals, most of them I have designed or have obtained from single laboratories where you're not going to find equivalent anywhere on the blogosphere or the internet. You also want to have the oversight to know what the testing is going to change in terms of your needs, because the average person starts, say, with a QRMA test or even functional medicine, blood and urine and saliva and other testing. Their needs are going to be completely different a year from now than they are now. Firstly, because we're replacing things and fixing needs, other imbalances are going to show up. And as the energetics of the tissues improves, you're going to unveil needs that you had that are not going to show up in the initial testing. So that's important to understand that as things evolve, your changes will, sometimes it'll actually look worse for a while on the testing as your energy of your tissues improves, and we start to see imbalances that are present that were present before, but the energy of the tissue was so low we couldn't discover that on the quantum testing. If you require review of your regular test as a consultation, send us, whether it's a SMAC panel, CBC, differential, x-rays, MRI, CT scan. I can also recommend other types of tests that can actually give you better identification of what the problems are. For example, if someone has heart disease or someone is a candidate, we have to clean you up so that if you're planning on either peptides to regenerate your organs or a stem cell transplant, either an autologous one such as the stem cells at Grand Cayman Clinic with Dr. Chris Centeno, which is called Regenerex, you need to be cleaned up, otherwise the stem cells won't take. So if you don't have good soil, they're not going to take. And you have to have stem cells multiplied to a high enough concentration, which means they need to be multiplied in a lab or be a stem cell line. They can't be the same day. You'll get an anti-inflammatory effect, but not the stem cells will not take. Now, platelet-rich plasma will work the same day, but not stem cells.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and I'm going to continue with talking about specific issues here. We got some messages. Leo Zagami. So we'll try to get a hold of Leo right now. Dan, if you're listening in the studios there, so contact. So maybe we'll get a hold of Leo now that he's back. Apparently, things are getting pretty serious there in Italy. Yep, we can actually bring him on right now. So let's see if we can get Leo Zagami from Rome. I tried to get him over the weekend with the big no vote that happened, and Mr. Renzi actually is resigning, so it's a pretty serious issue. So, Dan, go ahead and let's get Leo on. He is ready. Okay, so we'll get a hold of Leo. In the meantime, before we connect with Leo, I'm going to continue on some of the major news items that are happening, and we'll switch gears in hour number three. We'll have Ryan on from NutriMeds. Again, we really thank you for all your support on a regular daily basis, not just during the big sales, because we need your support on an ongoing basis to, number one, keep your health. That's number one purpose. Number two, to move you forward to prevent new illnesses from developing down the road with functional medicine diagnostics like the QRMA, functional medicine, blood, urine, saliva, and other testing, and imaging studies, and advanced technologies like the Metapathia. And anyone can get these devices. I can log on anywhere in the world and actually do a long-range diagnostic scan and predictive analysis with either QRMA or QRMA and Metapathia. So you can also set these up as a business, and we will assist you to do that. You don't have to have any special training at all. Leo Zagami, it's wonderful to have you on. I'm glad you got my message and you're back. Tell us what's happening in Rome from the situation there with the no vote.
Yes.
I saw it on Drudge, no, and the resigning of Mr. Renzi. What does this all mean?
Well, it means we won. Basically, the great movement that wanted to kick out Renzi coalized and got together, and we managed to kick out this enemy, this criminal of the New World Order, a bit like he did in America when Donald Trump won against Hillary Clinton.
I watched the news, and they were trying to spin it that maybe he was trying to do reforms, and he was making things better. I'm thinking, what pile of crap? This is more of the mushroom media. Keep us
okay.
In the dark and feed us.
Well,
yes,
I can tell you one thing. I have talked here in Italy on Italian radio about the possibility that Renzi might want to reshape some other form of of government under a coalition directed by the president. But the problem is that if he does that, Italy is ready to go against him, and there is thousands of people that will take on the streets, and they are ready to already block Italy in 3 days. There will be basically all the truck unions are ready to go on strike in 3 days, and from that point onwards we will have a period of uncertainty, because if Renzi doesn't immediately leave as promised, people will get very, very angry here in Italy. And so I think that for him the best thing is to actually leave while he can.
Yeah. Now, we see a wider situation. The leader of Austria was defeated. Apparently, he was accused by the Green Party of being a Nazi. What's the situation in Austria? Because this came after a court ruling that the vote wasn't properly calibrated. And I'm not sure what the reality was in Austria. I know Le Pen in France, who's a nationalist, is very likely to be elected coming up as well. So nationalism is really starting to resurge after Brexit and after the Trump-Pence win here in America. Things are spreading around the world where nationalism, including in the rise now of this new female leader of Taiwan, the fact that the Taiwanese have 3 times raised an opposition party that don't want to be absorbed by communist China is pretty significant as well, isn't it?
Well, first of all, let's close down with the Italian thing. I mean, Renzi, in any case, resigned. That's, his last word, apparently, and I'm pretty sure that that will be also the last we hear about him in Italian politics, because this was a referendum that brought him to his knees. I mean, he tried to get the votes from abroad, he tricked, he maneuvered, he tried to, of course, use the media to his own advantage, like they did against Donald Trump with Hillary Clinton. But in the end, this is yet another great episode of what I call a revolution that is born from the web, from people like us who transmit over the internet. In regards to Donald Trump foreign policies in Taiwan, I would like to remind the people that maybe don't know that Taiwan recognizes the same founder as China in regards as mainland China as regards to the father of the state, and that this father of the state, which has an unpronounceable name, but basically was also a very big Freemason, from a sort of Freemasonry which is very known in China, but it's not very well known abroad because it's not part of the regular Masonic network.
Right.
And they are 6 million worldwide. And basically they are also very popular in the U.S. because the Grand Lodge of China in Taiwan, for example, was founded in 1949 officially, the official one. But in reality, the Chinese Freemasonry dates back 3 centuries, and it's a little bit like It's a little bit, the Tiandu is called, literally the Society of the Heaven and Earth, also called Hongmen, is a Chinese fraternal organization which is very powerful and has one of their main bases in San Francisco, out of all places, because as you know, Chinese have been in America for a long time, at least 200 years, and they have established lodges all over the U.S.,
right.
So, when the British ruled Hong Kong, all Chinese secret societies were seen as criminal threats, and of course, this form of Freemasonry is also the one that, in a way, has shaped up the well-known triads, Chinese triads. The Taiwan is a place in itself which has their own rules, and of course Donald Trump intervening in this whole debate with that has been going on for decades between China and Taiwan, I think the whole thing has not been done on purpose on when it comes to Donald Trump, but it's quite interesting that at the same time we found Henry Kissinger visiting China on the same day as the controversy erupted. And we know that Henry Kissinger was the guy who really opened up China to the rest of the world and probably helped shaping communist China into the most capitalistic society ever, because apart from this crazy communist side of things, they are very capitalistic in their own ways, no? Apart from the dictatorship, of course, that they have in China, which is, of course, imposing also that you can't have more than one child. Now you can have two. But it's of course, very restrictive of one's own freedom. The Chinese have been establishing themselves as a very important world power, especially after, in the 70s, they came together with this kind of, I guess, this deal, secret deal between people like Henry Kissinger, George Bush father, who was stationed in China in the early 70s, I don't know if you knew that, but they created a link, and then they opened up to China, to the rest of the world, because without really the opening up of China by these people, by the elite, China would have never really been able to get out in the world and establish itself like it did later on. And I think that it's very dangerous also that China has been able to do these things without anybody questioning the way Chinese do their own business, the way they sell things abroad so cheap, the way they produce these things by enslaving people. But there is a big deal going on. This big deal goes also in American manufacturing. You have to understand that a lot of companies, like even Apple, have used Henry Kissinger to get better deals in mainland China. And there is a new world order which sees China as, of course, a part of this. And so it's better to have instead the Donald Trump, I guess, approach, because Donald Trump is somebody who puts China, immediately scared China, and then kind of maybe makes a deal with China, but on his own terms, not on the terms of the Chinese. A lot exactly. of times...
Yeah, exactly. In other words, you're going to get a trading... deal that will allow them to not put tariffs on our products coming in, and vice versa, unless there's something that's predatory practice, it'll be item by item. And number two, they won't be able to do predatory financial transactions where they devalue their currency so they can dump in America. And number three, they got to stop military operations where they try to create literally a no-fly, no-transport zone to the busiest transport area in the world, which is the South China Sea, in exchange for the idea of destabilizing and defanging North Korea, which is directly threatening America with long-range missile attacks, and also perhaps spreading nuclear technology to other rogue nations or Islam. So, you know, this can be used as a playing card in making a better deal on multiple levels between China and the West, like, for example, selling liquid natural gas to China in exchange for stopping using dirty coal, which they mine, which is destroying the troposphere, not only over their cities, but 83% of their mercury. And this is 12 years ago. I was told this in Colorado Springs by NASA and the U.S. Geological Survey. The 83% of the mercury that's falling on our crops in America is coming from dirty coal in China. So there's a lot of stuff we can do to help their population so they actually can see the sun and the stars at night and not pollute their cities. And on the other hand, we can have trade deals that are fair for both. So more trade, but fairer trade.
I think, Doc, there's a lot of hypocrisy here. Because in Taiwan, for example, the Hongmen, this form of Chinese Freemasonry, is not only legal but politically influential, since the founder that I was mentioning earlier, Sun Yat-sen, who is also the founding father of the Republic of China, was a senior figure with the Hongmen. Now, what happens here is that the Hongmen are not only politically influential in China. They're also present in mainland China, where they even have a party called the Zigong Party. I talk about the history of this highly influential form of Chinese Freemasonry in my book, Confessions of an Illuminati, Volume 2, and how there is a sort of hypocrisy here, because if this form of Freemasonry is both powerful in China and is powerful in Taiwan, it means that they want to simply leave Taiwan in this state. In this way, I mean, they have an interest, so they want Taiwan to be a sort of open the door. No?
It's a similar thing to the special situation for Hong Kong. There's special permission for the Hong Kong business people to operate and interact with the West. That's not permitted in other parts of China.
The only difference with Hong Kong is that actually, the Hongmen, which is this form of Chinese Freemasonry, which is very popular, in Hong Kong is actually in an illegal society. And that's because in Hong Kong it has proven links with the triads. And so there is this slightly different thing here. Why I'm pointing so much on this this whole thing with China and Chinese Freemasonry is because China, many years ago, I went to Japan and I met a guy by the name Benjamin Fulford. And then I discussed, I'm sure you heard about him.
Oh, yeah. I've had him on the show.
Oh, yes. And I heard after that this guy was in some in way related to China and their secret societies. And then when I actually met him in person, he told me he was a member of the Hongmen. And I saw in his house the various documentation for it. And also he showed me photos and various things. So basically I understood that the Chinese wanted to have with Benjamin Fulford a sort of disinformation artist within a certain field of information which was not accessible to them. Because, I don't know if you remember, astonishing revelations that still to this day come out of Benjamin Fulford, most of them unproven and most of them always unreal and completely fake.
Even unbelievable on their face, let alone when you do fact checking.
Yeah. And I mean, I actually reported about this always in volume two of my confessions, because I actually ended up writing a couple of books with Benjamin when I was in Japan. And then at one point I understood, though, that there was something wrong with what he was doing, especially when I invited him to Italy and in Rome. And when in Rome, he finally confessed that he was simply an agent, a disinfo agent for the Chinese.
Wow.
And so that was, for me, the end of story when it comes down to...
Yeah, I have been on for years because I found similar things. There's a number of people in the alternative media here in America, which I have talked about before, but I'm not going to bring it up today, that are people that are spin masters, where even 70 to 90% of what they say can have some validity, but 10 to 30% is clearly spin.
Yeah, and it seems like they create this line of information whereby you have somebody like David Wilcock, who is well known in the New Age circles, as you know, who gave a lot of credibility, strangely enough, to Benjamin Fulford. And I really never understood why, because, I mean, it's not that credible. And, I mean, at times when I was working with him, even as an author and as a journalist, I found it very difficult to work with him, because in Italy I introduced him to some high-level people, and then soon after he started to talk badly about them on his blogs. He invented even a story about this guy who is more or less a philosophy teacher, and he said that this guy was after him with a gun, which is impossible. The guy doesn't he never owned a gun in his life. Or that somebody tried, at one point he even said that I tried to poison them during his stay in Italy. So it was completely.
Yeah. Oh boy. Again, you have to keep your skepticals on, as they say.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, we'll be back for another short segment. And Leo, I don't know if it's going to be too late today after the show to do an update, but I don't know if you want to. Otherwise, we can do one, by the weekend.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Leo, we're going to do an update this week, and you're getting back into a lot of politics because of the incense win for the no vote. It means there's a lot of things now that they're going to rearrange the economy. Apparently, the Italian economy hasn't grown in 10 years. Young people under 35, the unemployment rate's 40% or higher. It's a good day for Italy. It's a good day for nationalism. It's a good for a day for sovereignty. And the second largest economy in Europe, it means that the French will follow. It means Austria will reorganize, and whether they use the same conservative, ultra-conservative leader or a new one, they're going to move toward nationalism, because the Green Party certainly isn't going to be a permanent control feature in Austria. And that means that if they do rearrange the so-called original trade idea that the European Union was supposed to be not a super state, a super state basically would mean a federalization to the point where federal powers be even greater than the federal powers of the United States federal government over the states, because in our Constitution, any power not given in the Constitution to the federal government is automatically the state power. And there's a number of incidents where that can be fought back to the states, including, by the way, things like health care, which is why people have to realize health care is a hodgepodge, because it's really a state issue. So where do you see this all going, Leo? Because I'm very positive that Europe is going to kind of fix their banking situations. They'll probably put things like Glass-Steagall into Wall-Off and speculative banking. They'll start to have, you know, trade deals and organizations with countries like China and others that want to collaborate in technology and expansion. But it means that nationalism will allow them to kind of clean up sweatshops with Chinese workers in Italy that are currently working now with the corrupt governments that have happened in the past. And the globalists are going to be, they're basically, they're finished, being finished off, including Angela Merkel will probably be out of power by next year in Germany, and they'll be able to clean up the mess they made in Germany. What do you think, Leo?
Okay, I think that, of course, this whole revolution has started with the Brexit. That was the first hint that something was cracking in the system of the New World Order headed by George Soros, by Jacob de Rothschild, and by David Rockefeller. I think that the Vatican, with Pope Francis, has pushed their own candidate in the American elections, which was Hillary Clinton, and that also has been something that they will regret a lot now. Of course, the second great and the main great point of it all has been the winning of Trump of this incredible presidential election. And at that point, so after the Brexit, Donald Trump, we have now Italy. Why the same thing didn't happen in Austria?
A lot of people for Twilight.info.
Yeah, go ahead.
A lot of people have asked me why this hasn't not happened.
What this has not happened, go ahead. Still 30 seconds, go ahead.
Yep.
Leo? Well, I think that you're going to see Germany go national. You now have Italy national, Le Pen in France. Austria will take a little time before it cleans up its act, but this is all very good stuff.
Absolutely.
We need strong national states making reasonable trade deals with great powers like China and America. And TPP was dead in the water because it didn't include China. I'm sure that Donald Trump will make a better deal that both the Chinese and Americans think is good for both sides.
God bless America. Speak to you soon.
Thank you, Leo. We'll do a video this weekend.
Absolutely.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.